The following is a listener commentary and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Canal Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff.
Hello, this is John Hedrick. I don't pretend to understand all of the challenges facing the Board of Trustees for the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center, yet I still find myself questioning their decision to change the name of the institution to the Haynes Museum. It seems ironic to me that an organization founded in history presumably fails to recognize the importance of its own. The Sheldon Museum got its roots from a collection of local native arts and crafts that Steve Sheldon accepted in lieu of cash for groceries at his store. To feed his own family, Sheldon could have sold these artifacts to outside collectors, as many did and do. Instead, he preserved and displayed them so everyone could see the craftsmanship and appreciate the heritage of folks that were themselves grateful to be able to sustain their families by selling their own handiwork. After Sheldon's death, his daughter, Elizabeth Sheldon Hakkinen, spearheaded moving the museum from the front of the family store across the street where it is now. Her efforts to protect the collection led to the borough's stewardship of the museum. Hakkinen went on to spend 16 years as curator, building the museum bearing her family's name into the community asset it is today. For decades, the Sheldon family has polished this gem for all of us. So with that in mind, I respectfully ask that the board revisit the decision. Let's keep the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center named for the founder, a respected community member and local philanthropist, instead of having it become yet another entity around here named after that nice French-born missionary who never, by the way, ever set foot in her namesake of Haynes. Those are my thoughts on this, anyway. Thank you for listening, and thanks to KHNS for making listener commentaries available for 35 years. I'm John Hedrick, and I proudly live in Haynes, Alaska.
The preceding remarks are the personal view of the commentator and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Canal Broadcasting, the board of directors, or staff. KHNS welcomes the submission of listener commentaries by our listeners. Please come by the studio, call us at 983-2853 or 766-2020, or go online for a copy of the commentary guidelines at khns.org under Community.